maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Nikki Estrada ng Sweet Event Cupcakes at pag-uusapan natin ang isang matamis na usapin, cupcakes. Good day, Nikki.
Hi, how are you?
Maraming salamat sa panahon mo at mabuti ako. Ikaw?
I'm very good, thank you.
So nabanggit mo na may 3 taon na simula nung sinimulan mo ang pag-bake ng cupcakes?
Yes, it's about 3 years, yeah.
So bata ka pa lang ba, mahilig ka ng mag-bake o ito ay isang bagay na na-develop mo sa iyong paglaki or tanda?
No, I've just learned how to bake and it all just started for baking for my nephew when before he was born, my sister needed someone to bake, so I just took up the skills and just learned on my own how to bake.
Cupcakes, parang mas matrabaho pa siya sa ordinaryong cake. Tama ba? Mas mahirap siya gawin?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a lot harder, especially not knowing how to do it, you know, but learning on my own, it was quite hard. But, you know, I put a lot of passion and hard work into it. So I always just base it on what a lot of my customers say. And so, you know, to see them smile, it's good for me. So it's hard work, especially working full time, but it's good.
So yung cupcake, kasi dapat yung consistency niya parpareho, hindi ba? Dahil maliliit siya na slice.
Yeah, so I think sometimes cupcakes are good as well because, you know, when you have a cake at an event, it looks good, but everyone just wants a little piece. So cupcakes are so much easier to eat rather than just slicing up cakes and then it just goes to waste.
Dahil yung mga cupcakes mo, ikaw yung nagde-design.
Yes, so everything I've done is all handmade. So everything's done from scratch on my own.
Wow, gano'ng katagal ka bubuo ng, sabihin natin, 12 cupcake, isang dosena?
A dozen. It can take me about an hour to prepare and to decorate. But if there's certain custom designs, I have to make it in prior days beforehand. So I need a few. I normally suggest to people that I need at least 2 weeks notice before I need to make a custom order so I can have time after work to allocate time to create everything.
Saan ka kumukuha ng mga idea or inspiration?
A lot of my inspirations, I think I ask my customers what they want, what they visualize, and then I incorporate my ideas really, and then I work really closely with my customers and we come up with ideas. And a lot of the times my customers just say, you know, I trust you to do it, and I have this visual idea in my mind and I can just recreate it, and it just goes from there really. Or a lot of YouTube videos or just seeing different ideas in magazines and books.
Ano ang pinakamahirap na nagawa mo na cupcake?
Oh, the hardest cupcake I think I've had to do was my first time doing it without wheat or any gluten or lactose or egg. So making it pretty much a vegan. So I had to, you know, source gluten-free and lactose-free and make egg cupcakes without egg. So that was a bit of
wow,
a hard one for
me. Wow, yeah. Demand.
Yeah, because I think in this society as well, a lot of people want to lean towards either betting healthier options, so having no sugar, no wheat, no lactose, no egg. So that was a bit of a challenge for me, but it worked. So
no sugar cupcakes. Pwede pala yon.
Yeah, you know, you can make alternatives. So you can use like raw sugar, or you can just use artificial sweeteners. You know, there's a lot of things in the market now that accommodate to special dietary requests as well. So that's another one of my aims, is to do it. Not so much sugar, but, you know, it's impossible, but anything, you know, you can do anything.
Ano naman yung cupcake na ginawa mo na pinaka-proud ka?
A lot of my ones that I'm very proud of is my most popular is my chocolate Nutella. So I think everybody loves Nutella. So I think, you know, it's a moist, decadent chocolate, and then in the center it's Nutella in the middle, and, you know, that's one of my favorites that I sell.
Meron ka bang mga ginagawang cupcake na may mga mukha, may mga characters para sa mga bata?
Yeah, so I do love to make it for birthdays and for baby showers. So I do like to customize, you know, little special ones. So like, you know, like Batman or Superman, or a lot of like cartoons for little kids as well.
So dapat steady yung kamay mo.
Oh, it has to be. You know, I tend to joke around that I'm a very like pedantic person with, you know, that I'm very particular, and you have to have a steady hand. So I used to do hairdressing before I used to work in an office. So I think I've always had that creative style and that creative hand and that, you know, attention to detail.
Wow. So pwede pala kami pumunta sa iyo magpagawa ng cupcake. Tapos gupitan mo rin kami ng buhok.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and it's funny because my mom, you know, she's a nurse and she's always wanted me to be a nurse, but I've always been the one in the family that's done everything different and always been creative with my hands, so it's good.
At least libre ang gupit ng mami mo.
Yeah.
Meron ka bang horror stories? Kasi may kakilala ko, gumaga siya ng cupcakes, tapos grabe yung mga demands, parang imposible. Yeah. May mga ganun ka bang na-encounter?
Yes, I do. I do. I do get a lot of challenges here and there. You know, I think a lot of the time it's when it's a large event, for a wedding or it's engagement. You know, everyone wants to compete against each other and have the best dessert table. And, you know, it's challenging at times, but I think as well for me, if it weren't a challenge, I wouldn't love what I do. And at the end of the day, I just see that it's a special event for my customer and they put a lot of trust into me to recreate it. So, you know, there's a lot of setbacks and challenges, but, you know, if you love it, you know, you don't feel like you're working a day in your life. So.
Mm. Ano o gaano kadami ang cupcake na na-bake mo sa isang event?
The largest I've done would have been maybe about 300 cupcakes.
Wow, for, ilang araw yun?
That took me, so after work, maybe it took me about nearly a full, like 8 hours or so. So I started maybe at 6 and ended up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So it took me a while.
Kasi kailangan fresh, hindi ba?
Yeah.
Hindi pwedeng isang araw ganito, isang araw ganyan.
Definitely. So I love to make everything fresh. So I don't like making things 3 days in advance or 2 days in advance. I love to do everything at least one night before the event. So it was for a fundraising event. And so I made about 300 cupcakes for the event. And so it took a bit of while, but, you know, sometimes you got to do what you have to do with the amount of time that you have. So.
At Nikki, ikaw ay bahagi ng isang One Plate fundraising event, kung hindi ako nagkakamali. Yeah. So pwede mo kami bigyan ng idea? Kung ano to?
Yes, of course. So One Plate, they're an organization that partners with Australian local businesses, cafes, restaurants, and anything related to food. And they partner up with restaurants and then they donate $1 off a menu item. And each time that's sold in each month, that's donated back to One Plate. And the best beauty part of it is they donate and give back to the Manila Philippines. So they have ongoing food projects to help educate the children and feed the children every week by all these funds that are done by the Australian businesses here back in Australia. And on May 13th, they're having a One Plate launch party. So I'm happy to be making events for them and for our guests as well. So it's a night of information about One Plate are doing for Manila, a night of dessert, champagne, live jazz music. And it's just a good way to help get other people involved in this charity as well, to give back to Manila, Philippines. And, you know, it's something special to me because I'm from there. So,
sa bawat cupcake na gagawin mo at bibiliin ng mga customer mo, mayroong ilalaang pondo para makatulong sa kababayan natin sa Pilipinas.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, not only cupcakes, but I'll be making cupcakes and chocolates and cookies, and there'll be other desserts there as well. And that way, you know, each person that purchases the ticket, they'll be receiving desserts for the whole night. And, you know, it's just a good way to give back as well and have a good time and, you know, just to know what One Plate is doing for our, you know, our country, the Philippines. It's an amazing thing what they're doing.
And a great excuse to eat sweets.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Now, you see, you can indulge in desserts and give back at the same time. That's the best of both worlds.
Maraming salamat, Nikki Estrada.
Thank you so much.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.